The Global Fund on AIDS, Malaria, and Tuberculosis is meeting in Tanzania this week, and it faces a key decision over whether to fund any new proposals from developing countries that are seeking to provide AIDS drugs to millions of people. The Bush administration is arguing that the fund should stop accepting new proposals until it gets more money from donor nations. AIDS activists say any delay would be a severe blow to the AIDS effort around the world. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
The original vision called for $10 billion a year for a global fund that would work directly with organizations that are providing care and treatment and trying to prevent the spread of three of the world's biggest killer diseases, AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis. David Bryden of the Global AIDS Alliance says that delaying the next round of proposals for projects would let donors like Japan and the European Union off the hook.
The impact on the fight against AIDS, as well as TB and malaria, would be catastrophic because the Global Fund was conceived of as a new kind of mechanism. It's participatory, it's need-driven, it listens to the people on the ground. That's what makes it special. So it really needs to be supported completely and really reach its original vision.
Not everyone thinks a delay would be catastrophic. Jack Valenti, the former head of the Motion Picture Association, says that delaying a round won't change the responsibilities of the donors. Valenti is now setting up an adjunct to the fund in Washington called the Friends of the Global Fund.
I don't think that takes any pressure off of them because the pandemic is growing. 5 million people every year are infected, new ones. I believe that this is all a matter of timing without being negative on either side.
One side is opposed to a new round of proposals right now, the Bush administration. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson is in Arusha. He says he wants to make sure there is adequate funding for grants, and he's expected to tell the fund that it would be irresponsible to raise the hopes of potential recipients by generating a round of grant writing that drains scarce resources without any certainty that the fund will be able to approve a grant before next July. Though Valenti's job is to represent the fund, he has been around Washington long enough to know that there is little to be gained by beating up on the administration.
The key thing is the fund has about $3 billion now in obligated grants. Some of them will be expiring in the latter part of 05, some in 06. And as we get close to those expiration dates, there will be a need to entice more money into the fund so that it can renew those grants. That's all in the mix that's going on now.
Congress is expected to scale back the $550 million it had already allocated to the fund this year. More U.S. contributions won't be forthcoming before the end of 2005. On the other hand, the fund is expecting new contributions from European donors next year. But members of the Global Fund board will have to decide in Arusha this week whether they should make promises to developing countries, which the fund may not be able to keep. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.